Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor of Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to Audio Devotional from Week 1, and this is number 4. We are continuing our series in John Ortberg's book, The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of You. Again, what we're doing is we're simply looking at one of the points that he brings up, and we're going to take a look at a biblical passage and see how that connects. But before we do that again, let's ask God to speak to us and to make things clear. Dear God, thanks for today. Thank you again for making us unique and desiring for us to have and become something amazing. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would speak to us, that you would help us to see and hear and understand what you have to say and how it applies to our life. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're at number 4 in this series, and we're looking at the me I'm afraid God wants me to be. It's the idea that I don't completely trust in God's love and plan, and sometimes I think that being spiritually mature just simply means following the rules in the Bible. Again, for me in junior high and high school and college, and even sometimes today, sometimes it's really tough to trust God. Sometimes it's hard to really understand God's love and God's plan, because in life, nobody really shows us a perfect example of what love is. And as far as plans, I can't even begin to tell you how many times my plans fail. And then the idea of rules and lists and things to do, and it's like, oh my goodness, how do you stay on top of all that? How do you deal with all that? It's tough, and it's frustrating, and it can be really overwhelming sometimes, because nobody likes it when a promise is broken. You know, I know for me, I don't like it when I break my promises. And it's really, really tough if I'm depending on someone and they break their promise. And I think sometimes it's more intense when we think about God, because if nobody wants to be failed, and then if God fails us, then it's like, that's even more intense. And so I don't know about you, but it's easy to be afraid of that. It's easy to want to have backup plans. Part of it is because we're surrounded by contingency plans and backup things. And, you know, when we save stuff to files, we're encouraged, you know, save a backup or make sure you save it to your hard drive or whatever. Because we lose stuff. And to be able to fully trust in something or someone totally and completely, it's kind of terrifying. Today we're going to look at this one character, and you know, for me it was really tough to try to narrow it down to one character, because we could talk about Jonah in Jonah chapter 3, we could talk about the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15, we could talk about some of the Gentile believers and the struggles they had with rules and regulations in Acts chapter 15, but I think today I wanted to talk to you about John chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, we see this character by the name of Nicodemus. And I'll just read to you, and then we'll spend some time talking about it. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back to his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind but can't tell it where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. How are these things possible? Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world and not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but the people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come into the light, so that others can see that they are doing what God wants." This idea of fear, of anxiety, the idea of kind of thinking that there's a catch, that there has to be something more. You know, in so many ways, that's what Nicodemus was feeling and experiencing here. Because at the beginning of this chapter, what does it say? It says, after dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. He didn't do it in broad daylight, he did it at night. Now, on one hand, did that, you know, maybe he was really busy during the day. But why is it so important that they explained to us that it was after dark? Maybe your walk with God is kind of in the dark. Maybe you really don't want to do it in public. Maybe you really don't want to let people know who you are. Maybe you're more concerned about just doing the right things, and you miss out on the basics. Nicodemus here, he got caught up in the technicalities, and he missed out on the basics. For us in life, sometimes we need to hang on to the basics and just trust God, which means that we got to let go of some of the things that we're afraid of, because God loves us. God has a plan for us. Because God loves us, he's there for us. Because God loves us, he's got a plan. Because God loves us, God desires for that plan to be fulfilled. And so God will make a way. We just have to be willing to accept it. Where are you today? Have you been born again? If you haven't, I'd encourage you to make some time, take care of it today. And if you are a child of God, if you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ where God is in control, then let him be in control. Trust him to work out all the details. Trust him to see the things that you're clueless to. Trust him to take care of the things that you are totally unable to take care of, and know that it's going to be all right. Again, if you want to read more about people that were struggling with fear, check out the story of Jonah in Jonah chapter 3. Jonah was afraid, and he got so wrapped up in the details, he missed out on who God was and who God meant him to be. Read about the Pharisees in Matthew 15, where they got so caught up in doing, they missed out on some of the greatest opportunities they had. Check out the story of the Gentile believers in Acts chapter 15, where God set them free from regulations that didn't matter anymore. Sometimes God is bigger than who we think he is. Feel free to let God out of that box and know it's going to be okay. For additional details, other audio clips, other devotionals, check out cefcyouth.com. God bless. Have a good one.